WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. I'm Brooklyn Weston, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm, control, and clarity. And trust me, we could all use a little more of that right now, huh? The world feels like it's spinning faster than ever. We're bombarded with information, expectations, and opinions. Sometimes it feels like there's no room to just be. But you know what? That inner space, the one where you can truly connect with yourself, think clearly, and grow. That's where the magic happens. That's our focus today, creating a safe space for self-reflection and growth. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a garden. You wouldn't just throw anything into a garden and expect it to thrive, right? You'd carefully choose the seeds you want to plant, clear out the weeds, and create an environment where those plants can flourish. It's the same with our thoughts and emotions. Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate that sacred space. 1. Silence is golden. Ever notice how much easier it is to overthink when you're stuck in traffic or scrolling through social media? Noise, both internal and external, can really muddy the waters. So, carve out time for silence each day. Even just 5 to 10 minutes of quiet contemplation can do wonders. Put your phone on silent, step away from the screen, and simply be present with your thoughts and feelings. 2. Mindfulness is your superpower. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. It's about paying attention to what's happening in the present moment without judgment. It's like watching your thoughts go by like clouds in the sky. You acknowledge them, but you don't get swept away. Try a simple mindfulness exercise. Focus on your breath for a few minutes. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils. This helps ground you in the present moment and clear mental clutter. 3. Journaling, your inner therapist. Think of journaling as a conversation with yourself. Get everything out there, your hopes, your fears, your frustrations. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just let it flow. Writing things down can help you process emotions, gain clarity, and identify patterns in your thinking. 4. Boundaries are your best friend. This one is crucial. You can't pour from an empty cup. Protect your time and energy by setting boundaries with others. Learn to say no when you need to, and prioritize activities that nourish your soul. Remember, saying no to some things allows you to say yes to the things that truly matter. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, life is messy. Don't expect perfection from yourself or your self-reflection process. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and celebrate your wins, big and small. Growth is a journey, not a destination. Think about that last time you felt truly understood. Maybe it was with a friend who listened without judgment, or a therapist who helped you unpack your emotions. That feeling of safety and acceptance? That's what we're aiming for when we create a safe space for self-reflection. Imagine this. You're sitting in a quiet room, perhaps by a window where sunlight streams through, casting warm rays on your face. You close your eyes and take a deep breath, savoring the stillness. This is your sanctuary, a place where you can be completely vulnerable without fear of judgment or criticism. You start journaling, pouring out all your thoughts and feelings onto the page. It's messy, raw, and honest, just like life. But in this safe space, it's okay. You allow yourself to feel your emotions fully, acknowledging both the light and the shadow within. As you reflect, you begin to see patterns emerge, recurring themes, challenges, and triumphs. With newfound clarity, you start to understand yourself better, your motivations, your fears, and your desires. This space of self-reflection isn't just about identifying problems, it's about growth. You use the insights you gain to set intentions, make positive changes in your life, and become the best version of yourself. Remember, this journey is yours alone, but you don't have to take it on by yourself. Lean on your support system, friends, family, therapists. They can offer guidance, encouragement, and a listening ear when you need it most. So, my friends, I challenge you today to cultivate that safe space for self-reflection and growth. It might seem small at first, but those little moments of quiet contemplation can have a profound impact on your life. Remember, you deserve peace, clarity, and the freedom to truly be yourself. Now go out there and create your own sanctuary. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-love and growth. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.